here we go, Wild fans. Preseason rolls forward. We're down to the final two games of the exhibition schedule, getting ready for the Wild and Blackhawks tonight in Chicago with Connor Dewar. I don't know about you, Connor. For me, as a guy that's watching all these games, the preseason, the training camp is a grind. I'm not doing anything physical whatsoever. How's it been for you?
It's been hard, obviously, you know, getting in shape and, you know, getting the mental reps through the systems and everything. But, you know, kind of as you get older, you know more and more what to expect. So it's a little bit less taxing, you know, just kind of on the stress level side of things.
Is there a part of you that looks forward to these preseason games? Kind of breaks up the training camp monotony and get out there, bang some other bodies, and like tonight, go to the United Center, for example.
Yeah, I think everyone kind of looks forward to them because, again, it breaks up the practice days, and, you know, we're hockey players. We want to play hockey games, so, yeah.
You're a guy that plays a significant role on this team, but you found yourself in a weird role in preseason game number four. It feels like it was a long time ago. You guys have been Duluth. You had preseason game four there at XL Energy Center last Saturday, but on the ice in overtime. How much fun was that? And not only that, but to score the overtime winner.
Dewar charges in and scores!
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, it's a situation I used to play in quite a bit, you know, just through junior and the American League. So I was pretty comfortable out there. But just nice to get a bit of ice and chance to take a shot on that and bury it.
It worked out. The XL Energy Center fans were excited, and that ran the record of 3-1 through the first four games. Now, again, you're in Chicago tonight, preseason game number five. What do you want to get out of this? As we just talked to Dean Evason, he's talking about he wants this to be a dress rehearsal. You got two more games till the regular season starts, and it's basically going to be the full NHL lineup. What is Connor Dewar trying to get out of this trip to Chicago?
Again, I think, you know, now you're going to see better power plays now. You know, teams gonna be looking probably more like their opening night roster, so you know, get the reps on the PK against the high-end skill power plays is kind of what I'm looking forward to here.
One thing we've been keeping an eye on through training camp, is we don't need any introduction to your best buddy Brandon Duhaime. We know all about him, but we got this other guy out on that line in Patty Maroon. What have you found from that veteran, and how is he going to complement you and Dewey and Dewey too?
He's been awesome so far, you know, just, you know, we haven't played with him yet in the game, but just, you know, in practices and scrimmages and, you know, kind of this, they open up a little bit 5-on-5 in practice or a drill like that. I feel like we've made some plays, and even when we didn't connect on a play, we go back to the bench and talk about it and kind of talk our way through it and what we'd like to see the next time through. So, you know, the communication level's there. We're working on our chemistry, but yeah, we're really excited to have Patty.
Last thing, I know that it feels like training camp's been going on forever, and again, we got two games left to go in the preseason, but summer wasn't that long ago. What'd you do for fun away from the ice to get ready for this season?
You know, this summer I tried to commit myself to my golf game a lot.
How'd that go?
There's good days, and then there's maybe a lot more bad days, but, yeah. You know, it was fun. You know, a lot of my buddies back home don't golf either, so it was kind of all our goal this summer is to get out and play as much as we could together and you know, enjoy the Manitoba sun.
Surprised you didn't mention fishing. You must have dipped a line here and there, didn't you?
You know what, around Winnipeg, there aren't any lakes that I consider nice enough to fish on. So, but you know, if I'm back up north around the Paw, then yeah, I definitely like to try to get out on the water.
Some fantastic catching up with you. Good luck tonight in the Windy City. Let's get that win. Come on back to XL Energy Center, wrap it up, and get ready for another regular season of Wild Hockey. Thanks, Connor.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Players gets along for the players, but what about for a coach? I would imagine a coach wants as much time as he can to get the team ready, or do you get a little tired of it?
No, it's. I think we mentioned this the other day that it's almost like a perfect camp for us as far as structurally, time to have our meetings, time to have our games, practices, structure practices to get special teams. We've had a really perfect camp that way. And yeah, you're right. Coaches want to have not as much time because you want to, you know, have the right time to, you know, hopefully get the team prepared in the right manner in order to start the season on the right foot.
Who'll be your extra on D tonight?
Goligoski.
Do you think you'll switch for next game?
We're not sure yet. We're still deciding on what we'll do in that area.
How much emphasis will you put on structure the last two games and the details of sort of the game?
We've done a lot, but obviously, a lot as far as video. We'll do another video presentation. Fortunately, we played Chicago the last game, so we're able to do video on them plus us and how we want to play the game as Minnesota Wild. Having said that, we haven't had our whole group, right? So we haven't had the line combinations that we want. So, we'll do a little bit more, do some teaching today. Tomorrow we'll be a little more focused on special teams leading into Saturday. We won't have a morning skate, so we'll do another probably little video presentation Saturday night. But we'll do probably more concentrating on obviously systems and how we want to play, in tonight's hockey.
How about the defensive zone last year? You talked about earlier in camp, you didn't start the way you wanted to, so you made some adjustments in camp, but just D zone specific these last two games to get ready for the regular season.
Yeah, D zone's hard work. It's sure you have to have a rotation. You got to know who's taking spots if people go down and be aggressive and pressure. We know that, but after that, it sticks. It's box outs. It's commitment to win your one-on-one battles down there to get out of there. And the biggest thing that we've tried to stress to our group is that the quicker, obviously, we get out of there, the quicker we can go play offense. And it's a hell of a lot more fun to play offense than it is to play defense. But our sticks have to be good. Our commitment, our willingness to battle and compete has to be great in order for us to be good in the D zone.
The guys who got sent down yesterday, I'm sure some of them kind of knew what was coming a little bit, were prepared for it. But what are those conversations like as a coach to where, obviously there's some uncertainty for some guys who go through waivers and that kind of thing where make them feel like they're part of it, but also knowing the reality of the situation?
It's hard to generalize a meeting like that because each one's different, obviously. There's some players, that kind of know that they're going down, but they're call up, and then there's guys that are really disappointed that they're going. So it's just more than anything, it's being honest, being upfront, giving them exactly what our thought is as a staff, as an organization. But certainly the ones that happened yesterday, the message is you were here for a reason. You went on our retreat for a reason. You're here this long for a reason, that you are a call-up guy. Be that first guy. When I or we call, Mike Murray or Brett McLean, you want your name to come out of his mouth over that phone. And that's what we've stressed to every one of them. We said to the forwards, we aren't keeping a 13th forward at this point. So it's not like somebody stayed over them. So everyone's got an opportunity to play or get called up here. But the message is go down and play hockey, get ready. If and when we need you, then make sure that that's the name that we hear.
Hard to replicate the intensity of the regular season, but how much do you want tonight and Saturday to mimic some of that, to be kind of like a regular season game, that type of intensity if you can get it?
Yeah, I think it's easy, right? It's we're playing a game. We're two games away from playing regular season. The intensity should be as high as it's going to be in that first game. Why wouldn't it? They all know that we've talked about it, that this is our group. This is what we want to play with. So they should be excited and ready to go.
Watch the Twins game yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's cool to see the city.
It's fantastic. I didn't get a chance. A lot of guys went. A lot of our players went. A lot of the management went. But just feeling the energy through the TV and talking to people, how loud it was. I said it's pretty simple. We know, right? It's the same as our building. Our building's like that. That building was like that. It's phenomenal. Hopefully they keep going.
Is the decision to not take a 13th forward, has a lot to do with the schedule for you guys? You got some time off, is there a lot of that stuff that goes?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that go into it, but the biggest thing is we want hockey players to play hockey instead of practice hockey, right? We've kept one extra player here, but we're close enough by design to, in Iowa to bring a guy, you know, if we need him. But we want him to get going and start playing as many hockey games. We talked about that right from day one at camp. We want to play more hockey. This is a way for all of those guys that went down yesterday, plus whoever has sent down prior to play hockey before they get back to here.
What's the biggest thing something struck you about Faber this camp? Or I know you mentioned you want him more offensive. And have you seen the course of that last 3 weeks of him kind of growing a little bit from the guy you saw who just got the first call up last spring?
Honestly, Joe, no. He's the exact guy, right? He came in like this. He came in confident and aggressive and mature. He's that same guy. He's that same guy. What we've seen on the ice is him jumping into the play, being more aggressive offensively, which we've asked him to do. But as far as being more comfortable or more confident, no, he's exactly what he was when we first seen him in that first game.
It's a good thing, I imagine, right?
It's fantastic. But he has such leadership qualities. He's a great teammate. Works his butt off. He's got everything it takes to be in the National Hockey League for a very, very long time.
With Foligno, he mentioned a week or so ago that he thought he got a little off his game because he had scored so much the year before. He was trying to do that again. Did you see any of that in his game, or was that a concern to you that he was off it a little bit?
Well, I hope to hell he's going to try to score again this year, right? But to probably the point he's trying to make is he can't get away from who he is, yeah. And that means that he needs to be a physical presence first. He needs to get in on the forecheck, finish checks, have a good stick, allow his grittiness, getting to the net to dictate scoring goals like that first, and then the other ones off of the rush, the other ones from the outside will come. But he's very focused. Obviously, he's, the organization's put a lot of confidence in him by signing him. He knows that. He's a big part of our group. He'll do what Moose needs to do to help his team have success.